Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues in Beitza. We just started chapter 3 yesterday, talking about trapping animals versus animals that were already trapped in an enclosure from before Yom Tov. Now the issue here is we allow ochel nefesh, food preparation, on holidays, on Yomim Tovim, but not trapping of animals. That's a step too far removed. It's a bridge too far. We've also seen the concept for Yom Tov. We require something to be muchan, prepared, as in the people had in mind before Yom Tov, they were going to eat this item on Yom Tov. So chapter 3, Mishnah Bet, gets into what if you're not really sure if this item was available to be used on Yom Tov as food? Mitsudot chaya v'of v'dagim. What if you set out traps for wild animals or birds or fish? Shason me'er v'yom tov. Now they set out those traps prior to the beginning of Yom Tov. Lo yitzel mehen b'yom tov. You can't take out the animals from these traps to use them to eat on Yom Tov. Ela im ken, only if yodeya, he knows, shenitzodom erev yom tov. This animal was really trapped erev yom tov. Then he knows this animal is muchan, it's prepared to use on yom tov. For example, he saw in the net, he had a net in the pond that was set up in a way to catch the fish. He saw erev yom tov already before shkia, there was a fish in there. He could take that out and eat it on yom tov. Umaseh, and there was an actual event. Now this is a maaseh listor. It's an event that shows a different opinion than what we've seen so far. Benochri, there was a non-Jew echad, a certain one, shehevi dogim Rabban Gamliel. He brought fish in front of Rabban Gamliel on Yom Tov itself. The Amar. Now Rabban Gamliel said, he said, mutarin hen, they are really mutter to eat, el she'ein ritzoni lacham amenu, but I really don't want to accept these fish from him. Meaning Rabban Gamliel held that we don't know for sure these fish that are coming before him on Yom Tov were caught erev Yom Tov or just today on Yom Tov itself. Now he's ruling that really, min adin, if it's a suffek, you could assume probably he caught them erev Yom Tov. But in his case, personally, he wanted to be machmir. Another reading is he didn't want to accept it from this particular gentleman. He didn't want to take a gift from this particular man for his own personal reasons. But in general, he would hold it would be mutter, even if you weren't sure it was caught erev Yom Tov. Let's move on to Mishnah Gimel. Behema misukenet, an animal that is in a sakana situation, meaning it's elderly, it's a little under the weather, and it's likely to die on Yom Tov. Lo yishchot. You shouldn't shecht it to eat on Yom Tov. Elim ken yesh shachut, unless he has the opportunity, the time, biyom, during the day itself, lechom imenu kazayit tzli, to eat from it at least a kazayit, an olive's bulk of meat, roasted. So what's going on here is we would not allow someone to slaughter this animal, which if he doesn't slaughter it, it might pass away and become nebuch a nevela, an animal that died without a proper shechita. But you can't slaughter an animal on Yom Tov to eat after Yom Tov, so it's only if he has the opportunity to eat some of it. A kazayit is considered a proper eating on Yom Tov itself. Now they mentioned tzli because if you've already got a fire going, then roasting a little piece of meat is a fairly quick process. And if it's roasted, it does not have to be salted and rinsed beforehand because the roasting draws out the forbidden blood from the meat. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is more makel. Afilu kazayit chai mibet tvichota. Even if he can only eat a kazayit of meat raw, not even roasted, from the place he made the incision for shechita, for the slaughter. And this will save not only the time of roasting, but also the time of cutting the hide off the animal to get to another portion of meat. Now the Mishnah brings a din that applies to healthy and misukenet animals, shechoto b'sadeh, if he slaughtered it out in the field. Lo yavi eino v'mot uv mota. You can't bring it in from the field on poles or on a stretcher, like with more than one person carrying it on a pole, like the Meraglim did with the grapes, or on a bed. Avol mevi biyado evarim evarim. But you could butcher it out in the field and bring one limb in at a time. The reason for this is schlepping heavy objects on Yom Tov, even Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, it's like a Zilzul Yom Tov. It's not Yontov Dik, as they say. So we'll see that on Yom Tov, in general, even making more trips with a lighter, smaller load, it's more respectful to the Kavod of Yom Tov than carrying heavy objects around. Yashar Kochachem, Zay Gezunt.